If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves.
All I Want Is You is a perfect example of what can be found if you are willing to iTunes surf for hours on end. I had been searching all sorts of words and names and going deeper and deeper into the library until I found this song that just caught me. I had never heard it. I didn't know who Barry Lewis Pulsar was. I came to discover that he was this 70 children's folk singer. And this song just touched me. There was something lovely about it. I didn't know it at the time, but I came to find out that he recorded it, hymned in a guitar in the basement of his home. And there was something about the handmade quality that was the perfect introduction to this film. And I immediately sent it over to my opening title guys, and they began creating the opening title sequence to correspond to the music.
Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at night, and he comes back home.
The Kinks' Well-Respected Man has always been a favorite song of mine, and it's odd because there's another movie that I'm writing, and I've always associated it with the introduction of a character in this other movie. And when I made the decision to bring it into Juno, to actually bring it to the editing room and try it with Bleecker, it was a little heartbreaking for me because I had always really associated with this other film, and I knew by putting it into Juno, I would not be able to use it in this other film one day. But ultimately, the sacrifice had to be made, and it kind of seems perfect for Michael Cera.
Polaroid down in my room, I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not.
I get really emotionally attached to music, which I'm sure a lot of people do. Sometimes it feels irrational, and I use it a lot when I'm working. And so I know what it feels like, you know, to be passionate about something really, really specific, something that inexplicably moves you so much. And when you relate to other people with music, it's always an interesting way of relating it.
Do you want to tell a story, though? I'm always telling a story because it's always from my perspective. I'd love to hear kind of how you remember it.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, it was probably the second or third time we were meeting, and I was in Jason's office, which has wonderful little, like, bunny ninjas everywhere, and it's a great office. You know what I mean?
I like the picture you're setting for people. All they know about the office is bunny ninjas.
I think people will be very excited about that, Jason. And Jason
Bunny
said to me, "Well, what do you think Juno would listen to?" And I replied, "Well, the Moldy Peaches." And he didn't know who the Moldy Peaches were, and I was surprised because he, you know,
seemed so cool.
Yeah, he seemed so cool.
I know, it was all a facade.
Yeah, it was all a facade. And so I went on his computer, and, you know, I closed the All Saints song, and I brought up the Moldy Peaches and played him, I believe it was Anyone Else But You, and he fell in love.
Mateo's a guy I've known for a long time, and I've always looked forward to the idea of collaborating with him, and this just seemed like the perfect opportunity. I showed him the Moldy Peaches music and Kimmy's music and said, this is what I want to key into, this is the sound of the film, and I want you to find a way to make a musical score that has the same recording quality and the same kind of tone and feel. There's a kind of an innocence to their music that I thought was perfect for the film. And he, you know, started to bring over instrumentalists to try to record stuff, but often nothing would ever recreate it as much as Kimmy is playing herself. So Mateo and I went up to Seattle to record instrumental versions of Kimmy's song. Do you want to talk maybe a little about kind of the experience of how I asked you to do this?
I live in Olympia, Washington, and Jason was going to be in Seattle. And I was like, I'll come to Seattle. We'll record some instrumentals. And so I went up to the studio. We recorded some instrumentals, which is totally absurd to me because, like, in my mind, because I can barely play guitar, my music is all about the words. And so I was like, instrumentals, huh? Boring. But it sounds nice. So it's okay. It works.
And then we did some versions where you hummed over them, too.
Oh, right. I was humming for, like, 3 hours. We had to be like, do we do, like, do-do-dos or, like, boo boo boos or la la las or ha ha has.
My favorite
so I did
was
like
the,
20 versions.
My favorite was the guzz.
Oh yeah, go 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 go.
Like no song should ever be hummed.
Oh my god.
Ga 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 ga.
When I found out anyone else but you was going to be at the end, and Michael and I were going to get to play it, that was incredible because it's a song that's been in my life for while, years. You know, I always put it on those mix CDs where you're like, hey, want to fall in love with me? You know? You know, your crush mixes, those embarrassing things.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's Moldy Peaches song. It's not my song. But if you go on YouTube and type in the Moldy Peaches, there's more videos of kids covering our songs than of us playing our songs. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, kids love to, like, play those songs.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
But like, I got to watch them filming that scene, and I was totally freaking out. And then I, like, it was eavesdropping on them practicing in the other room, and Ellen was like, I feel Kimmy's here, and I was like, I feel weird, this is crazy. And so everybody was a little like, like really excited about it. But I felt like they were the perfect people to play a Moldy Peaches song. Me and Adam were just, you know, kids. Like when we wrote the song, just kind of like awkward kids, like wanting to make people fall in love with us.
I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see.
The script, Juno, was musical in itself, in that you had characters who played music together and almost defined their relationship in the way that they played music together. And in addition to that, there were songs that were written directly into the script. One obvious case was Superstar.
You told me you loved me, baby. You said you'd be coming back.
Which was interesting in that it was a song from Mark's era being covered by a group from Juno's era, and yet Mark's character liked the band that was new, and Juno's character would have liked the band that was older. I think it's that kind of wonderful irony in the music that helped define their relationship. I wouldn't have known Cat Power if it weren't for the young lady sitting to my left.
I love Chan Marshall. I love all of her music. And that covers album where Sea of Love is obviously from is just ridiculous. A lot of her music paralyzes me. I find it so beautiful. And I've listened to it so much while I've worked, actually. She's just one of those staples in my life. And that song is so one of those songs that's so simplistic and so minimal and just absolutely stunning and works perfectly. And I remember when you had it in, you know, kind of as temp at first, because mm-hmm. you never know if you're going to get a song. And I was bugging him so much. Like, did we get the song? Did we get the song? Like,
well, also cinematically, Sea of Love also already kind of has its place in cinema history, so I was a little trepidatious about putting it into our movie because there's kind of already this film reference. But Cat Power brought such a new take to that song that I felt we could almost kind of reinvent what it meant in a movie. And the scene is so beautiful. And I, to be perfectly honest, I thought what Ellen and Michael did as actors in that scene was so stunning that I couldn't quite find another song that lived up to them. And it seemed like perfect harmony.